S&P Dow Jones and Pantera launch a revenue-screened crypto index, S&P Dow Jones Indices. The company that maintains the S&P 500 and the Dow has partnered with Pantera Capital on a new digital asset index that filters tokens by revenue and utility rather than price momentum. Cointelegraph reported the launch on July 22, 2026, citing the two firms. The index applies a screen most crypto benchmarks skip. Instead of weighting a basket by market capitalization or recent price action, it looks for tokens tied to protocols that generate measurable revenue and have a working use case. That framing puts fee-earning networks ahead of assets that trade on narrative alone. A traditional benchmark author steps into token selection, S&P Dow Jones Indices, is not a crypto startup testing an idea. It is the index provider whose products underpin trillions of dollars in passive investment, and its name on a methodology carries weight with institutional allocators who cannot touch an unbenchmarked asset class. Pantera Capital, one of the older crypto-focused funds, supplies the digital asset research side of the partnership. The pairing matters because index construction shapes where money flows. When a benchmark rewards revenue over momentum, funds that track or reference it are nudged toward protocols with cash flows and away from tokens that spike on attention. That is a different incentive than the market cap-weighted baskets that have dominated crypto index products so far. Revenue screening changes what qualifies most crypto indices rank assets by size. A revenue and utility filter asks a harder question. Does the token sit on top of a protocol that actually earns fees, and does it do something people use? Decentralized exchanges, lending markets, and stablecoin issuers tend to score on that test because their contracts take a cut of activity. Governance tokens with no fee capture and meme assets with no product tend to fail it. This is the same distinction that separates a card program earning interchange from a token that only appreciates when sentiment turns. On July 22, 2026, the broader market sat in neutral territory, with Bitcoin around 66,472, up 2.0% on the day, and Ether near 1,934, up 1.4%, and CoinMarketCap's Fear and Greed Index reading 40, a neutral score. A benchmark built on fundamentals is designed to look past exactly that kind of short-term price noise. The same day, S&P Dow Jones was one of several traditional finance names moving deeper into token selection. Asset managers have been building active and rules-based crypto products through 2026, from T. Rowe Price's first active multi-token fund to shifting flows across BlackRock's digital asset lineup. Fundamentals over flows for institutional buyers. For an allocator, a revenue-screened index is easier to defend than a momentum basket. It maps token performance to something an investment committee understands. Does the underlying business make money? That reduces the reputational risk of holding an asset that later turns out to have no cash flow behind it. The screen also raises the bar for new tokens. A protocol that wants index inclusion has to show real usage and real fees, not a large float and a marketing budget. Over time, that can pull capital toward networks with working products, including the payment rails and stablecoin systems that sit under crypto card programs. The spending rail read, the revenue lens connects directly to how payment infrastructure gets valued. Stablecoin issuers earn on reserves, payment protocols earn on volume, and the settlement layers behind crypto cards run on fee capture rather than token appreciation. Those are the kinds of businesses a revenue screen surfaces. There is a practical caution for card users here too. Several card programs still require staking a native token, such as Crypto.com's CRO or XPlaces model, to unlock higher cashback tiers. A benchmark that separates fee-earning tokens from speculative ones is a reminder that a staked token's price can move independently of the rewards it unlocks. A token that fails a revenue screen can still fall far enough to wipe out months of cashback gains, which is the risk staking gated cards carry regardless of any index.